Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, May the 25th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour, and a very chilly, unseasonably cool 47 degrees, but sunny skies here in the Marion area. Now, I hope this morning that this will be an uneventful program. We have no guests scheduled on the program. We have had guests all week. We have had author on Monday who talked about her bout with cancer and how she got through it. And then on Tuesday, we had the amazing Kreskin, and we had Mayor Schertzer on Tuesday. And then yesterday, we had Craig Nelson, who wrote the book on World War II. And today, it's just you and me on the toll-free lines here, hopefully playing some games and talking about things going on in the world. But I got a lot to say this morning because I haven't had much time to say much of anything all week because we've had so many guests on the show. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the last two mornings have been very difficult to do this show. Now, here's why. What happened on Tuesday, and I think I got a lot, I think I did talk a little bit about this on Tuesday. I do the show Monday through Thursday from a home office, and I have to use a remote access program to get into the studio computer to get on the air. And about, let's say about 20 minutes before it's time to go live on Tuesday morning, I realize that that program is not working. If I can't get in that program, I can't get on the air. And Tuesday morning, I had the amazing Kreskin, and I had Mayor Schertzer scheduled live on Tuesday morning. So this could have resulted in a horrible, horrible problem. So I went to Adam, and I said, Adam, can you log in a different way and see what's going on with that computer? And he did, and for some reason, he could not get the remote access program to work. So he had to restart. If anybody was listening on Tuesday morning, you probably heard this. He had to restart the whole computer so we could get on the air. We lost the news for the first hour. We lost the weather. We lost the obituaries. We lost everything. But I did get on the air at the right time at 8:15, but just barely. And I do thank Adam for getting up and doing that on Tuesday morning. But that's where we were Tuesday. And then I kept thinking, oh, gosh, what if we lose that program again? Because I really don't know what happened on Tuesday morning. So then you're panicked all Tuesday morning thinking it's going to go down and you're going to lose the audience. And, you know, I lose enough audience on my own by just the things I say. I really don't need technical difficulties to cost me any audience members. So that was Tuesday. Well, then on Wednesday, I think, well, everything's going to go smooth on Wednesday. And I have this guest scheduled, Craig Nelson, who's going to talk about his new book on World War II, which was just out on Tuesday. And he's a New York Times best-selling author. And I think, well, this is going to go smoothly. He's going to come on at 8:15. Everything's going to be great. So I start calling him about 10 after 8, and it's going right to voicemail, not even ringing. Voicemail, voicemail, voicemail. I called him probably four or five times in that five-minute period, and we're like a minute from going on air, and I still cannot get a hold of him. So I'm starting to email the publisher, and of course the publisher's not awake because it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not getting any emails back, and I cannot get a hold of this guy. I tried to send him a text. It's not working. So I was not expecting to talk the first hour yesterday besides doing an interview. So I come on the air. I say, hey, you know, we're supposed to have an interview here. I think the guest is supposed to join us. Let's hope that that happens. Well, I took a break, tried to get him on the line again. It did not happen. And yesterday's first hour was really kind of just a gobbledygook because I really thought we were going to have a guest. Now, luckily, during the 9 o'clock hour, I was able to locate Craig Nelson, and we did have him on yesterday. And I hope you did enjoy that interview, because I thought it was very poignant to have him on before Memorial Day. One, because his book was just released on Tuesday, and because it also dealt with World War II, with Memorial Day coming up on Monday. And I thought the interview went very well. By the way, does anybody have anything to say about any of these interviews? Mayor Schertzer kind of talked what he was going to do about when he gets done with office this coming December. And we've had the two authors on, one talking about the battle with cancer and the other talking about World War II yesterday. And World War II is a lot of people's favorite subject. They had relatives who fought in World War II. There are still some people out there listening who fought in World War II, had family members who died in World War II, who are just history buffs. World War II is a very interesting subject. So, if anybody has anything to say about any of our guests this week, the amazing Kreskin, Mayor Schertzer, the World War II author yesterday, Craig Nelson, or the author on Monday who told us about her battle with cancer, give us a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 19 minutes past the hour on this Thursday morning, 47 degrees and sunny skies. Now, I'm just telling those stories because that was really my last two mornings here on the air. They were filled with stress. They were filled with anxiety. They were filled with they were rough. Rough mornings. Glad they came off okay. We got on the air Tuesday and we had a good show. We had good guests. We got on the air yesterday. The guest eventually came on, and we did get to do the interview. But I'm telling you, they were rough mornings. So it was nice to come in this morning, start the show. Everything's working properly. A little chill in the breeze outside. A little chilly breeze in the air outside, and here we are on Thursday morning. So that was my last two mornings. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the obituaries, because I'm not sure what's going on here, and there's an irony to this. I have never seen such short obituary reports in my life. I don't think we've had an obituary report this week that went over a minute, and normally they run between 3 and 5 minutes, and most of the time closer to 5 minutes. Now, here's why this is ironic to me. Obviously, I think we're having fewer obituary reports, shorter obituary reports, because less people are going on to their reward. Less people are dying. But isn't that ironic that you would get shorter obituary reports the week of Memorial Day? Memorial Day is the time when we go out and visit the graves, the headstones, so on and so forth, and decorate those for all the big services and programs that go on, usually on Sunday or Monday. And this week, of all weeks, we have shorter obituary reports. I don't know. That's just an irony to me. Now, I'm glad fewer people are kicking off, but I don't know what the cause of that is. I think that's kind of funny. Now, let me tell you about McDonald's this morning. Now, this doesn't really have to do with me till the end, but I pulled into McDonald's, and I have no idea what was going on there this morning, but there was a line there this morning like I have not seen in months, and I go the same time every morning. So I pull in, and I think, man, I'm going to be here for years, and the line is actually moving pretty fast this morning. It's going, decent, and I think, well, okay, I'm going to get out of here pretty easily. And then you get to that fork in the road where you can either go to the inside lane or you can go to the outside lane. And they both were moving pretty decent. So I went to the outside lane. And if you ever see me at McDonald's, whatever lane I choose, if you are behind me, go in the opposite lane because I always choose the wrong lane. So I clearly chose the wrong lane because my window is down, and I'm just the second car back, and the person in front of me is obviously kind of ticked off because I keep hearing the McDonald's employee coming on the microphone, and she's saying, "I'll be with you in a second, ma'am," and the lady's saying, "Okay," and then like a minute would pass. And the McDonald's employee would come on again, and she would say, "I'll be with you in a second, ma'am." And the lady would say, "Okay." Now, meanwhile, in the opposite lane, the inside lane, people are flying by. People are just, "How may I take your order?" "Okay, I want a sausage McMuffin and a coffee." "Thank you. Pull ahead." "Good morning. How may I take your order?" "I want an apple pie. I want an orange juice." "Okay, pull ahead." Now, this is just happening in the other line, which I think is just infuriating the lady who's in front of me in line. So it finally gets to the point where me, or maybe the other lady and I, is how I should say this, the other lady and I are just sitting in the outside lane, and there's nobody in the other lane. So at this point, I think, you know what? I think it's just time to get in the other lane. So I back the car up. And I pulled into the other lane, and sure as could be, I ordered my diet soda, and I was off and running, now ahead of the woman who's been sitting there fuming in the other lane because she cannot place her order. So as I'm pulling ahead now, there's nobody in the lane, in the inside lane, and the lady now has backed out. She's given up. I thought she was pulling away. She's given up on the outside lane. She backs up. And she pulls into the inside lane. And as this is happening, a new car pulls up and doesn't know what's been going on, and they pull into the outside lane. So I turn down the music in my car, and of course I roll down my window to see what's going to happen here. And wouldn't you know it, all of a sudden in the outside lane, they're ready to take orders after the lady goes into the inside lane. You know, I bet this lady's blood pressure this morning was about 250 over 190. You know, she was worked up. I hope she wasn't headed into any office this morning. She might take that out on the people whose office she was going into. But that was my McDonald's experience this morning. And then, now, this is where it came to me. I got through the line okay. Timing was okay. I get to the second window. They hand me my large Diet Coke. And I put the straw in, and I'm driving out of the parking lot, and I go to take a drink, and I start to suck on the straw, and nothing is coming out. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, what's the problem here? Does the straw have a hole? What's the problem? So I try again, you know, 'cause I'm trying to keep my eyes on the road at this point, sucking on the straw, and I look down, and the straw has a hole in the top. The hole is completely sealed in the straw. So I had one of those very defective, unfortunate straws with no hole in the end. Now, McDonald's does not do this on purpose, but a straw with no hole in one end is really no use to anybody. This is really a defective item. Now, thank goodness I had a spare straw in the car. This is why, if they ever give you two straws by mistake, you always keep one in the car in case they give you a mutated straw and you really don't know what to do because you want to drink your diet soda. So that was my McDonald's experience this morning. And by the way, if anybody wants to chime in here at any point, because I've got a lot to talk about, feel free. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, because I don't want to deprive anybody of saying anything about any of the topics that I'm talking about. And I enjoy being interrupted in the middle of this little soliloquy this morning, because I like to hear your opinions on these things as far as McDonald's goes this morning and the obituary reports and the upcoming Memorial Day holiday. And the technical difficulties we had here at the studio the last couple days. So if anybody wants to weigh in on any of this, please feel free. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, something else I want to make mention of that I have not made mention of. We closed the station very few days every year. But Memorial Day is one of those days. So Monday, I want to make mention of this today, and I'll make mention of it tomorrow. Monday, we will not be on the air. We'll have repeat programs, the best of programs, but Monday we will not be live on the air. So I just want to remind everybody, that's one of those days every year that we take off for as a holiday. We really only do Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. So we only do five a year. But Monday is one of the five. So Memorial Day will be repeats here on this station. Okay, on to other things. Did anybody see the cover of the Marion Star this morning? Apparently, the women's club home now has an historical marker in their yard, which I think is very nice. Now, the picture, which is kind of interesting to me, on the front of the Marion Star is basically the women out there kind of cheering as the historical marker is being put up. Now, I think this is a very nice thing. I think it's very nice that the women of the women's club now have an historical marker, because we have had a lot of history-making women from Marion. Certainly Marilyn Meskey, Miss America. Certainly Mary Ellen Withrow, who was there yesterday. She's in the picture today at the Women's Club, 40th Treasurer of the United States. Good friend of mine. Certainly Madge Cooper, First Lady of Radio here in Marion. Certainly Martha Douse, First Lady of Dance, and a whole lot of other people. So women have been very important to this community for many, many years. So I was happy to see that the Women's Club got an historical plaque. And I'm going to have to go over there at some point and read what the plaque says. But it is on the cover of the Marion Star today, so you'll have to take a look at that. Now, yesterday, I had an interesting experience. Yesterday, I was at the grocery store, and I ran into two kids who I teach at Harding. And I had not seen them since school let out. A matter of fact, I hadn't seen them for quite a while. And they came in, and it was good to see them. They were happy to see me. I was happy to see them. And basically, they're going through a little bit of a, let's say, a complicated situation in their life, which everybody knows about, and they know about. Well, clearly they would know about it. And interestingly enough, they ask for advice. Now, this is always tricky, because when I'm off the clock at school, I think it's fair game for me to give advice. But, you know, and I'll give advice to anybody on anything. Now, half the time, I'm completely wrong, I'm sure. But if you're going to ask for advice, I'm going to give advice. So they wanted some advice on things. And basically, I just laid it out for them. I said, now, this is this, and this is that. Because I don't really want to say what their problem was, because, they have their privacy. I said, this is this, and this is that, and this is how it's going to be. And hopefully all goes well. And I dispensed all this information right there in the Kroger. So you really have to appreciate that you can give advice anywhere. Or at least I can. Because I did not disclose their problem. But it was good to see them, and I was happy to see them. So it was a lot of fun. Now, I want to come back to a story I brought up yesterday. Because there's another ripple to this story. Now, I have to go back to Monday of this week to really tell this story. Now, Monday, and if you've heard this before, if I've repeated this, forgive me. But, there's a lot of time to fill on this show, so sometimes things get repeated. Now, on Monday, I had called the pharmacy because I had gotten a letter in the mail. I can feel people at home right now going, I know he's told this story before, their eyes rolling back in their head. But trust me, I'll make it quick. On Monday, I called the pharmacy because I'd gotten a letter in the mail saying a prescription had been recalled. So I called the pharmacy, and all I said when I called them was, and I never call the pharmacy because everything is automatic refill now. I call the pharmacy and I say, hey, I got this letter in the mail saying that a prescription that that I might have taken is on automatic refill. That's all I said. Or not automatic refill, is on recall. That's all I said. And I heard the person go, okay, let me check. And I'm thinking, what is she checking? Because I've given her no information. So she comes back on the line, and the first thing she says is this Scott? Now, I have given her nothing. I've given her no, I haven't said I'm Scott. I haven't given her a birth date. I haven't given her anything. And I say, well, yes, it is. And she said, well, your voice gives you away every time. And I thought, oh, okay, well, that's, you know, that's nice. So we went through it, and it turns out the company that was producing the drug went out of business. And when that happens, they have to send out a note like that. And all is well with the drug. I haven't been poisoned. So on and so forth. That was done. So then I went over to the Aldi because I had started at Meijer that morning, and they do not have whipped cream. Now, I don't know why Meijer doesn't have whipped cream. I don't know what's going on there, but they don't have whipped cream. So I needed whipped cream for something I was preparing. So I went over to Aldi to get whipped cream because it's the next closest place to where I live. So I go over to Aldi, and thankful of all thankfulnesses, they have whipped cream. So I get my whipped cream, and I get in line, and there's one checker open, and there's 1,700 people in line. Now, I've told this story before this week, 1,700 people in line. So I figure I'm going to be there till probably July 4th, and I'm waiting in line, and then people are lining up behind me. Well, finally, the one checker gets on her headset and says, could somebody come up here and help me? So here comes another lady, Angel of Mercy. She comes up, she jumps in the lane beside the other lady, and she's taking people too. So now I'm like third in line, and I think I'm going to get out of here before Memorial Day. So the lady in front of me looks at me like twice, and she says, hey, let's let this guy go in front of us. He's on the radio. That's exactly what she said. And I thought, well, this is just a perk. This is a perk of coming on here and doing this show for 2 hours every morning, 5 days a week. So she lets me go ahead, and all is well. Now, those are the good things that happen with being on the radio. Now, the bad things that happen. Tuesday, I go into Kroger, and somebody greets me, and I can tell as soon as I walk in that this person's just smiling a little bit too much. They say to me, hey, I met your fiance today. And I'm thinking, I don't think you did, because I don't have a fiance. No chance of having a fiance. No engagement, no fiance. So finally, after a little bit of time, I'm able to talk to this person. And this person says, well, yeah, you know, we were talking about you today, and just so happens a girl came up in the line and overheard us talking about you, and she said that she was engaged to you. And I'm thinking, this is impossible. I am not engaged to anybody. And to be honest, in my life, the one time I was engaged, and I know I've told this story 1,500 times, I didn't even know I was engaged. Now, I'm not going to bore you with that story again, but I didn't even know I was engaged. So I thought, well, this is just crazy. So I found one of the two people who allegedly heard this conversation, and I said, did you hear this? Who was this? And that person said, no, I don't. We didn't actually see a person. I was just telling the story of how you were engaged and didn't know you were engaged. Because that's become an entertaining story for a lot of people, especially the young kids. So I thought, oh, okay, I get it. There wasn't actually a person here. See, this is the new part of the story. This is why I had to go through all this again to get to the new part of the story. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, this it didn't really happen. They're playing a joke on me. Funny stuff. So I go back to the original person yesterday, and I say, hey, I talked to the other person. I get you were playing a joke. There wasn't really anybody. And he goes, no. Honest to God, this person was here. The person you talked to had actually just walked away to go to the restroom, and I ended up talking to her. And he was fervent that he had met this person. So I honestly still don't know who it was. I guess in the grand scheme of things, it's really no big deal because I'm not engaged. I wouldn't be engaged if somebody offered me 1,500 diet sodas. I would not be engaged if somebody offered me 1,500 diet sodas with non-deformed straws, like the deformed straw that I got this morning. But why somebody would say they were engaged to me, I have no idea, unless it was the person who I at one time was engaged to, even though I did not propose. But the description the guy gave me of this girl does not fit that girl's description. So I don't really know. I guess it doesn't matter. But don't expect wedding bells anytime soon. Because I believe that's dangerous. I believe getting married is dangerous, to be honest. I believe it can be hazardous to your health. A matter of fact, I believe that if you go to a wedding chapel, I believe whoever is marrying you should have one of those Surgeon General stickers somewhere on them saying this can be hazardous to your health. That's what I really think. So that's why the engagement thing kind of threw me, but that's the way that goes, and that's kind of the end of that particular story. And again, if anybody would like to weigh in on any of these topics, because, you know, I'm just talking like crazy this morning, 38 minutes past the hour here, feel free to weigh in at any time, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I would love to hear your opinion on any of these topics or anything else going on in the world that maybe you would like to talk about. But so far, that's where we are. And phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, tomorrow, we might have a special call-in guest on the show. I'm not really sure yet. You know, our anniversary is coming up on June the 11th? Maybe it's June the 11th. We've been on the air for 9 years, coming up on June the 11th. There'll be all kinds of, you know, fun stuff going on. I really haven't planned anything at this point. We didn't have an anniversary party last year. I assume we'll probably have one this year. Haven't planned anything. We'll see what happens, but that's coming up on June the 11th. So this might have something to do with the anniversary tomorrow. But I can't really confirm anything because I don't know for sure yet. So we'll see what happens. It's worth listening tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow I'll be on 8:15 until 1 in the afternoon. We'll be giving away prizes, having a good time. So tune in tomorrow morning. That'll also be the big kickoff to the Memorial Day weekend. Now, the Friday night show will be on tomorrow night, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, Olivia Hale, and myself. Now, there might be some substitutions tomorrow night because people are going away for the Memorial Day holiday, but I know I'll be there, and I know Matt will be there, and beyond that, we'll see what'll happen tomorrow night. But it'll be a good show. We had a great show last week. I don't know if anybody heard the Friday night show last week, but we got into some deep conversation, and it was kind of difficult, to be honest with you, because we had no female on the show. Olivia was absent last week, and the problem is, a lot of times, the female perspective on things is completely different than the male perspective. And I think that's what we got into the case of last week, and because we had no female in the studio, Matt and Sean and I just kind of went into left field. Now, I'm going to touch on the subject we talked about last week, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but this is what we talked about. I heard somebody say last week, and listen, I've heard this 1,000 times, so it really has nothing to do with the person who said it, because I've heard this 1,000 times. The person said, because I think they're in a new relationship. Now, this is somebody, you know, not 20 years old, you know, a little older than that, 40s, 50s, 60s. And the person says, I've never met anybody like this before. I've never met anybody like this before. Now, I don't doubt for a second that that person believes that. I really don't doubt it. But the point that it's forget the person. The person doesn't matter here. It's that quote, because I've heard that quote from so many people in the beginning of relationships. You might find this hard to believe, but people have said that about me in the beginning of relationships. I've never met anybody like you before. Okay. Well, here's the thing about that. And this is what Matt and Sean and I discussed. In the beginning of all relationships, guys primarily, but some women do this too, I don't want to make this a gender thing, put on a little bit of a show. Now, what I mean by show, I don't think they're trying to put on a show, but when you first start dating somebody, you tend to pay for the meals more often. You tend to go out and eat more often. You tend to go on trips more often because you're trying to be impressive. And also, it's a new person, and you want to do nice things with that person because you've just met them. And it's scientifically proven that when you meet a new person, the endorphins go up in your body, your white blood cell counts go up, they're producing more, and you just feel better when you meet somebody new that you like because it's new. So the idea that people think, I mean, I guess we're all different to some degree, but I've never met anybody like this before is always just a funny quote to me. And that's what we went over last Friday night. And basically the whole male perspective on that last Friday night, not just me, but from Matt and Sean as well, was this is probably more of a naive moment on the girl's behalf. And probably any girl that's been through that over the age of 30. Because you don't really see the real person for quite a while. You know, one day something happens that's out of the ordinary, and after you've been around the person for a while, then you see the real person. Now, I think that's reality. But that was last Friday's show. Who knows what we'll be talking about this Friday? And again, the phone lines are open here this morning. 740-751-4038. And again, that's no reflection on the person who told me that. That's no reflection on any of the people who've ever told me that. That's no reflection on you if you're listening right now and you've said that about somebody. That's no reflection at all. That's just the way it is. That's the circle of life. That's the circle of relationships. In the beginning, it's good. If it wasn't good in the beginning, why would you be in it? That's all I'm saying. Now, I'm not saying all relationships go bad, but relationships are work, and they take work. And if everything is great, then you're probably not seeing the whole picture. But I digress this morning from my relationship advice. I just wish everybody well. I hope everybody is happy. You know what? It's Memorial Day weekend coming up. It's exciting. It's spring. Spring has sprung. I mowed my yard yesterday. It looks nice. I mowed my yard because I'm getting ready for the big Memorial Day cookout. Now, I did not get a chance last year to have any cookouts because I was a little under the weather last summer. So I did not get a chance to have any of the big cookouts that I have had in the past. And once again, I have run into problems as we're heading into Memorial Day. I expected this Memorial Day to be a small little get-together. Just a small little get-together. Because here's the thing. You only buy so much food. Because, you know, you're not feeding an army. It's not like a big potluck Memorial Day thing that I have. So basically, all I did was invite the people who are my family, and I invited the people who have been in the past. That's all I did, because I thought it's going to be small. It'll just be very small. We'll get a few hamburgers, a few hot dogs, maybe some macaroni salad, something like that, and it'll be very small. And I just don't know. Maybe it still will be small. I don't want to tell anybody not to come to something, but I also don't want to tell anybody not to eat. Because once you've got those things out on the grill, the hamburgers and the hot dogs, If you don't have enough for people, you turn into a tragedy of a Memorial Day get together. And heaven knows I don't want a tragedy of a Memorial Day get together. So it really has nothing to do with people. It just has more to do. Like, I could tell my family, I'd say, listen, we're running low. You can't eat. Oh, this is interesting. We're getting a message here on Messenger from our friend Mary, who's out there listening. And she says, 40 years with her husband. Trust me, I've seen the whole picture and more. Well, and that's good. And I think Mary obviously clearly has stuck around in that particular situation. But I bet in the beginning, if you look back on the first year of that 40-year relationship, it was different. How long, Mary, did it take you to see the real person? And would you still say, I've never met anybody like this before? I don't know. See, I think it's an interesting question. And like I says, this is no reflection on the person who said it at all, because millions of people have said this for years and years. Oh, and now my dear, you know, we haven't heard from her in a long time, and she is a good friend. I make fun of her all the time, but she's a good friend, and she's a good friend because she's out there listening. Abby has just said, I definitely won't have enough food. Now, see, Abby knows me. Abby and I go way back. And clearly she knows that I don't do things like that well. And again, I'm not trying to offend people by not inviting them. I just don't want to run out of food. I don't want to have to walk up and say, hey, I'm glad you're here. Don't eat. You know, you don't want to be that person on Memorial Day. But I know everybody I have called who has been in the past, and that's the only people I invited, I know that all of them have said pretty much that they're coming. So I cannot be adding people to this list because I will run out of food. And it just is bad. I don't even know a solution. Does anybody have a solution to this? BYOH, bring your own hamburger. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Abby's telling me I need a party planner. Well, I think I handle these parties okay. You know, my parties are interesting. Here's why. I invite my family, but I also invite friends who I have known for years and years and years and years. And the people, we just have a good time because these people are never together. You know, my family are never together with these people who I invite. I don't want to say their name because, you know, then you get the neighbors looking at you funny or something. And heaven forbid. Oh, Abby's telling me I just need to buy more food. Matter of fact, she said, buy more food, dork. That's what she said. Buy more food, dork. That's what you want to see in the morning. Well, yes, but then if you buy more food, if people don't eat, you've got a ton of food, and you're slaving over the hot grill all day. See, I don't know. I don't think there's any right way out of this. To me, honestly, it's just all trouble. But I'm going to work on it, and if I have to tell people not to eat, I'll just have to tell them not to eat. It's going to be one of those things. Again, if anybody has any solutions on this or comments they'd like to make, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. See, I don't know how you gauge how much food you should buy. I mean, what is it? Two hamburgers per person? One hot dog per person? Because you can't tell people what to eat either. Let's say somebody comes in and says, well, I don't like hot dogs. So maybe they eat three hamburgers. I don't know. To me, it's just all a little rough. But I'm going to have this Memorial Day thing. And you'll have to tune in next Tuesday morning. Because there could be tragedy involved. There could be tragedy. Because I took a year off. And you never know. To get back on the horse could be very difficult. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And now she said, buy more food. It's an easy solution. Leftovers are okay. Well, but I'm the only one here, so I don't eat a whole lot of leftovers. What do you do? Send them home with people? Here you go. Here's some leftovers. Take this home, courtesy of me. It's an interesting thing. I'm sure it'll turn out fine, and I'm sure we'll have a good time. But conversation will be good. But it may be one of those days. You know, I guess I won't eat. You know, if we run out of food, I just won't eat. I'll just have to back off of it. But it's going to be good to see everybody Monday because, again, we didn't do this last year, and I'm so glad that group is getting back together. And, again, I only invited people who were at the thing 2 years ago when I was still doing them because at one point they started to get too big, honestly. And you run into the food problem. You know, I know why Abby is saying this. She's never critiqued my party planning before, but this is all about the cookie incident at school at the end of the year, where I bought cookies for the kids, and she feels I did not buy enough cookies for the kids. Although, I feel I did. I feel I'm not at fault in this particular situation. All right. Again, phone lines are open here this morning. We'd love to hear from you on anything, any topic that is rattling around in your brain this morning. How do you solve these Memorial Day problems? And maybe I should find the person I'm allegedly engaged to and invite them over. Then they can do all the cooking, and I will do all the schmoozing. See, that's how you get it done on Memorial Day. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour here, 49 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area on this Thursday morning. Don't forget the big pre-Memorial Day show tomorrow here on this station and the Friday night show tomorrow night, 8:15 until 10 p.m. And then we will not be on Monday morning, Memorial Day, because I have to get ready to have the Memorial Day cookout, which we'll see how that goes. Pile up on the macaroni salad. Just make a lot of macaroni salad, and then you have to tell people, listen, we ran out of hamburgers. You got to eat macaroni salad. Then you get those people, I don't like macaroni salad. I like potato salad. Well, it's going to be macaroni salad and potato chips for a lot of people come Monday. Can't people just eat hot dogs? Because you can have a plethora of hot dogs. You know, that simplifies things to a certain degree, I think. But then you got to have the stuff for the hot dogs. You got to have the ketchup. You got to have the mustard. You got to have the mayonnaise. You got to have the onions. You know, you want to dress up the sandwiches. You got to have the tomatoes, the lettuce. Oh, it's a lot of work. Let me tell you, and you got to set the chairs up and clean everything up and if it's a warm day, you got to have the air conditioning running inside so people can come inside if it's too hot outside. And, of course, you got to have the restrooms all cleaned up and ready to go. It's a project. It's a little bit of a project. But I'm willing to go through that project so people can have a good, fun Memorial Day. And I've never known anybody who came to one of my Memorial Day things who did not have a good time. Now, they might have lied and said they had a good time, and maybe that's what it's all about. But by and large, they all agree to come back. So I'm assuming that they had a good time because everybody who came to the last one back in 2021, I invited to this one, and so far, they've all said yes. So that's the story for Monday. All right. 4 minutes left in this hour. I have talked an awful lot. So is there anything anybody else would like to say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You see, I think nobody has a solution for this problem either. Because if anybody had a solution, they would call in and they would say, Scott, this is the solution. This is how you handle it. And I'm not getting that here this morning. or everybody's already out in the yard this morning, because it's a beautifully slightly chilled spring morning, and they're outside doing the things they need to do. But boy, we covered the waterfront here in hour number one. No show Monday because of Memorial Day, so that'll be repeats. The obituary reports are shortened up this week, which is ironic, with Memorial Day on Monday. The lady this morning that got all upset at McDonald's. Front page of the Marion Star, the women's club home gets a historical marker. That's very nice. Ran into the kids from Harding. Had a good time with them. Oh, somebody to bail me out here. All right, go ahead, caller.
What kind of opinion you need, Scott?
Well, I need anything that I've talked about this morning, I'm willing to take an opinion on.
Well, we'll start off when you started the show off. I've been listening to you. All the above, I think, was great as far as the books and the mayor and everything else. And I did have a little time. I run up North Main Street yesterday in the evening, and what a beautiful progress they've got on the abandoned buildings and cleanup in that area there, and I was really terrifically amazed. So you next time you talk to Scott, or if he's listening or anything, the people involved in Marion City that accomplished that stuff, they've done a wonderful job. So hats off to them.
Local government.
Well, whatever it may be, but it looks like the job is being done, and all the rest of the stuff that's being done around Marion, it's working out fine and satisfactory with me. But I'm in the county, and I prefer to go to the county the remaining of Carol and I's life. And as you know, you've been here and see what I've got and my wife, and it's very enjoyable and peace and quiet. So I hats off to us. We're getting what we wanted before we passed away.
Absolutely. Very, very nice. I can see why that would be enjoyable to be around.
And getting back to the main subject there, as you was talking, there's one hang-up, and you can cover it. The next hour is when Adam come on the air, and you and him was discussing a Friday night situation with a caller that you called that made the female that was missing another female that was involved. So I'd like to see the rest of that chat.
Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting